CRI News, this is Wen Jie. It's been announced that a special envoy of Chinese top leader Xi Jinping will visit North Korea. Song Tao, who is in charge of international affairs of the Communist Party of China, will brief the North Korean side about the CPC National Congress last month. He will also pay an official visit to the country. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang and Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte are promising to keep bilateral ties on track. Li Keqiang has made the pledge as part of his official visit to the Philippines, which is underway after wrapping up this week's sessions with ASEAN. The two leaders have overseen the signing of 14 cooperation agreements covering infrastructure financing, bond issues, drug rehabilitation, climate change, intellectual property protection, and industrial capacity cooperation. Li Keqiang has also announced a grant of 150 million yuan, or some $23 million, to assist in the reconstruction of war-torn Marawi in the southern Philippines. Li Keqiang is the first Chinese premier to pay an official visit to the Philippines in a decade. China's banking regulator has released a new set of rules for the country's three policy banks, featuring new capital controls. The China Development Bank, the Export-Import Bank of China, and the Agricultural Development Bank of China are now going to be subject to specific controls which they have previously not been under. Since their establishment in 1994, the three banks have basically followed the same rules as commercial banks. Authorities say this practice barely meets the changing regulatory requirements, saying the increasing services and widening business scope of the policy banks now poses a challenge to risk control. As of the end of September, total assets of the three banks stood at 25 trillion yuan. China's Ministry of Finance has extended the duty-free policy for technology imports. The move continues an exemption of tariffs and value-added taxes or purchases of major technological equipment from abroad this year. Around 2.3 billion yuan, nearly $350 million, is expected to be saved by Chinese importers. Imports of core parts of major technological equipment began getting the import tax breaks 8 years ago. China's top economic planner, the National Development and Reform Commission, is suggesting the country's sharing economy will grow about 40% this year. That means the sector is to reach 4.5 trillion yuan by the end of this year. The sharing economy in China has seen a robust growth over recent years. Last year, the sector saw total transactions worth 3.45 trillion yuan, more than double that of 2015. The death toll from Sunday's powerful earthquake along the Iran-Iraq border has now risen to 474 in Iran. New stats also show that Sunday evening's 7.3 magnitude quake has left around 9,000 others injured. Over 280 aftershocks have been registered since Sunday, ranging from 4.5 to 6.1. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani, who has been touring the epicenter, says the central government in Tehran is making provisions to rebuild an estimated 30,000 homes in parts of western Iran. Flash flooding has turned roads into raging torrents of mud and debris on the outskirts of Athens, Greece, on Wednesday, killing at least 14 people. Hundreds of homes and businesses have been inundated by the flash floods, which also knocked out a section of a major highway. There are fears the death toll could still rise, as there are still a number of people unaccounted for. The flooding was brought on by a freak overnight storm. Intense rains have turned roads into muddy rivers, carrying away vehicles, tossing them into piles against buildings and fences. The African Union has called for a resolution to the current political impasse in Zimbabwe in line with the country's constitution. The AU says it is closely monitoring developments in Zimbabwe after the military seized power from the government early Wednesday morning. The AU Commission says it is expecting to work with the Southern African Development Community to ensure a peaceful resolution to the situation. South African President Jacob Zuma has dispatched an envoy to Zimbabwe's capital, Harare, to hold discussions with the military and Zimbabwe President Mugabe, who is reportedly under house arrest. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.